he said, was not altogether a peaceful event for us living in the Holy Land. That, it seems, is following the events of the resurrection also. At the time of the resurrection, things were not peaceful. And the followers of Christ were disturbed, confused. And this year also, we have, while celebrating with our Coptic, Assyrian, Ethiopian brethren, Oriental Orthodox Churches Easter, we were deprived having all of our pilgrims to be witness in the ceremony of the Holy Fire. And the intention supposedly was the safety of the people. When the police met with me and they expressed this idea that they are going to close the way for all the pilgrims to enter for safety reasons, I said, how do you know when is the danger coming? How do you know how many can be placed in the Holy Sepulchre building? And indeed, as it was in the papers, hundreds of pilgrims who have come from all over the world, from abroad, were left out. And this was not enough. In our case, Armenian men had troubles with the police and they were put in the Veshla. And even Boy Scouts who were leading the procession to the Holy Sepulchre and then back to the convent, a Jew pushed the Boy Scout who was playing pipe to back. And then two Boy Scouts also were put in the Veshla. And when the procession was coming, the whole Boy Scouts, two groups, stopped at the gate of the Veshla, and they didn't move until they bring out all those who were taken in. And it did happen. So, even though it is a joy for us to celebrate the resurrection of Christ, but the suffering is still there. And we don't know how long it will take. The weather is changing. But it is a cycle that is changing. So a new cycle is coming, and we cannot predict that what will be the outcome. However, whatever it may be, we are Christians representing the whole Christian world in the Holy Land. And this is our mission. As His Beatitude was saying, even though at the resurrection of Christ, the apostles were also persecuted and they were put in prison, but the Lord was with them. And we only hope that the Lord will always be with us and is with us, because indeed He has risen. And we all, as brothers in Christ, may be privileged to be witnesses for peace, for justice, for security, for everything that is desirable for the world to live in peace. In the name of my brethren, the Coptic, the Assyrian, and the Ethiopian, for our Easter celebration, we thank God that our brethren are with us, are here, planning, insisting, demanding your justice to prevail so that this land of peace may be real land of peace, where people, Muslims, Jews, and Christians, any other religion, may live together with understanding, with respecting each other. So it is with this spirit that I thank you for coming, and may the Lord be with us and be the risen Lord with full of hope.